Last week in Adventuring Skondrag, Raphael and Svage began exploring the mysterious halls of Tyrmidin. Skondrag bonded with the young dryad Data, and the Raphael explored the open door without his friends. The festival approaches as our heroes descend below a circle of statues. What awaits them below these stairs? What surprises might the festival bring? Will Skondrag ever be able to smoke a regular cigar again? Find out now what's happening today in Adventuring!
Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast. That was not a good one.
Not good.
I don't have it written.
Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, an actual play D&D live podcast because...
We're not live.
I don't have a script.
I don't either.
All right. Well, you try again.
All right, Cody, go ahead.
Welcome to Today in Adventuring when we do stuff.
That's it. That's the one.
Welcome to Today in Adventuring, live play.
5e.
All right, Rich, your turn.
Hi, Ashwin. We in podcast, I guess. I don't know.
A bean podcast?
Yeah, we are our...
But for real, welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We know this is the one thing that you need in your life right now. Yeah, so we ended with you guys just seeing that staircase open up beneath the statue of what you would assume to be Tyrmidin. I will confirm and deny nothing. Ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk.
Hey, do we... Dilemma, we got a party, a lot of good food. I don't want cold mutton.
But have you seen any mutton up there? I didn't think so. There's everything looked like fruits and veggies to me.
I like carrots.
I didn't see any meat. No. Now, the party, you know, this could only go one flight of stairs, and there's a box at the bottom. Who knows? But
oh, a chest.
Yeah, right? See, treasure.
Maybe Yernhof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the horse. The horse is probably down there.
You're funny.
All right.
He's at college.
Hey, oh, that's awesome.
It's funny every time.
It's so good. Svage, after you. And I point down the stairs.
Yeah,
You
opened it.
So just to give you guys a reference of kind of what time you've got, if you were to look up, you would notice that the glass panes around that star are becoming more and more opaque, and so it's starting to look more like a moon. You would probably assume it's something like 6 p.m. right now, so you probably got an hour and a half or 2 hours.
That's enough time to die. Let's go.
I've never met a staircase I haven't descended.
Well, you ascended that one.
Okay,
But then you descended it.
Svage is going to do a perception check on the stairs to make sure there's no traps.
I'm glad we have a rogue in the party. Thank heavens.
17.
You don't see any traps.
So I take down the stairs. I'm going down.
Not a 17?
Not a 17.
The moment you take that first step, just kidding. You walk kind of down the stairs and get to the bottom. And as you kind of like round a corner, the statue above starts spinning and it spins downward in a spiral. So that now it's on the same level with you. And the man is looking straight ahead through a hallway.
So we can't get back up now?
No, the staircase is still there. It's just it descended down.
Oh, the statue. Yeah.
So Svage is like looking at the statue and then looking down the hallway and then looking at the statue and then looking down the hallway. I think he want us go that way.
Well, he's a statue. So you know that he can't think, right?
Don't know.
Huh? All right. After I'm following you.
Skondrag, you coming?
Absolutely, man. I'm right behind you.
Okay.
Is it well lit down here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are little flames on the walls.
What color are they?
They're red. But there's no sconces or anything. They're just little tongues of fire.
That's cool.
Is Chubb still on my shoulder?
Yes.
How much room would we have in here?
You've got plenty of room. I'd say it's about 15 feet wide. It's probably about a half a football field long.
I like that you're using football field measurements tonight.
I don't know why. That's weird. It's just, it makes so much sense to me when I imagine
it's good visual field. For long yeah. stuff. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking a spiral staircase, and then there's all this
room.
We
went down, and then mm-hmm. we went down a hallway.
And now it's just a hallway.
Forward. Now we're just yep. a hallway. Okay. All right. They'll keep walking down the hallway.
Yeah. You walk down the hallway. There's no traps or anything.
I take Chubbs off my shoulder and I kind of lift him up in the air to see, like,
so we can see what we're seeing.
I just trying something out. Like, what do you think, buddy?
I imagine, like, when a dog puts his face out of a car window, that's kind of Chubbs right now, who's just, like, leaning forward and, like, licking his tongue outward.
I'm that awkward teenage guy the first time he holds a baby. Like, that's how I'm interacting with Chubbs. Like,
you don't want to, you just don't want to kill it.
Yeah. Don't know what to do really
just
with
it.
Just
keep it alive.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. So you walk down the corridor, and there's not even a door at the end. It just kind of opens up into this dome-shaped room. And at the center of the dome-shaped room is a large tongue of fire. And then there's stairs that lead around the tongue of fire, and then they connect, and then they lead into a pool of water.
Spade, you seem to be the resident expert of jumping into pools. You want to keep that trend going? That's nice water.
Yeah, Spade not lead. He not know what to do.
Orphelia, you lead.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I'll get out there. And I just kind of keep walking forward.
Okay.
I go towards the pool, I think. I have my cane out.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever not have my cane out, but I specifically have my cane out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just kind of walk up to the edge of the pool, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm close.
Cool. And I think is there anything? I'm not rolling with that dice anymore. I swear it. But hey, buy my die on the website. They're terrible. I'm going to roll a perception check on the water. That's a 14 plus 7, 21.
21?
Yeah.
It looks like a regular pool of water.
I take like the tip of my cane and kind of just like do a little figure eight on the surface of it.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of ripples off to the side, and you can also kind of see a little bit through it. And there's like a small pathway, with a little circle, at the middle of the pool.
In the pool? How big is the pool?
The pool is probably like 15 feet wide, and then it's like 4 or 5 feet deep.
And the path is in the middle.
Yep. In the water.
Hmm. So you can see it down it's at the bottom of the
water. So it's underwater.
Yep.
So I'm going to go over near the pool and just kind of do my hands near the water and see if, you know, something magical happens.
Yeah, nothing happens.
How deep is the water?
4 or 5 feet.
You just walk.
That's really over your head. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can
Yeah,
do
I
it.
Don't think. I think all of this is a bit over your head.
You can ride on the shoulder if you want. You can
hey, what's my name?
Raphael.
I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna go in the pool.
Yeah. Okay. How far in the pool do you go?
I'm gonna go to the staircase thing in the middle.
Yeah. So you walk to the little platform in the middle of the circle.
Yeah.
And you just stand there. It's about to your waist, maybe a little bit above, and just turn around and look at the guys, and nothing's happening.
Is this doing anything for you? Anything? I kind of like jump a little bit. I do like a bob.
Yep.
Is water cold?
Wait. No. Nope.
Roll me a dexterity check.
You look wet.
That took some dexterity to do that in your pants.
9 plus 6, 15.
You two are watching him standing in the middle of the water, and then just you hear like a shunk, and you just see him disappear.
Oh, and I run instantly into the water to find out what happened, and I get right where he was.
The floor is there.
Hey,
what's
going on? Where'd he go?
So, you are looking out at them, and then you just feel yourself sucked downward into water.
I think he like hit the drain
and
the swimming pool.
You're just kind of floating in nothing. Wow, you.
I'm not good at this.
You hit my plants every time, Ike. You literally okay. Around you. It's just completely dark, and you can't breathe.
Yeah, so I go to my cane, I twist it to the asterisk, and I pull the handle to pull the mirrors out, and it starts to glow so I can see.
Yeah. Around you in the water, you see little tendrils of smoke start just like forming around you. And then the water, like, even though you're underwater still, you can breathe. And then...
I guess that's the immediate concern.
I was not expecting this to happen. Wow.
What else would you expect to happen in your
I thought
spooky...
this was going to be Sphage.
I'm coming.
Well, here no, we go. You're not. No, you're not.
Sorry. Took your thunder here, bud.
Is there like a hole or something that he got sucked down
no.
into? We can't see anything.
No.
The platform's still there, though, right?
The platform is still there. You hear a voice.
I did not think you would return to my domain so soon.
Hey, that, and I'm like looking around. That makes two of us, two of they, two of we. Who? How did I get here? Where is here?
And you look around, and then you remember this space very clearly.
Am I underwater still?
Yes. What are you thinking about right now?
The choice, clearly.
The choice?
Yeah, like what Famar asked me. I immediately, like, I'm back to, like, Famar getting, like, the weird asking me, like, did you join?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's ringing in my
head. As you think about that, the space around you is white. And in the whiteness around you, you see these tendrils of black smoke. And you see a figure hidden within them. And he looks down at you and he says,
I was expecting to see someone else today.
Well, you should clearly be more careful with your calendar planning because... it's me. I don't know what you'd expect. Where is this? Where? What? What? What's your deal, man? What's happening?
My deal is.
That was a poor choice of words.
I've already told you. I seek to bring a new world.
And now, unlike last time, he seems more controlled. The tendrils of smoke are less erratic. His figure is more human. To the point where you can almost see features, but you just can't quite see him.
What's wrong with the world we have right now?
We talked about that. Last time you were here, you saw all of your pain. You saw your sorrows. You saw the loss of your family. You saw the loss of your father figure. And you ask me, this world, what is wrong with it?
Even in the world, you have to experience pain to be able to know that you're experiencing joy.
Do you?
I suppose I wouldn't know.
And at this point, what are you thinking about?
Probably back to Tobias in the cabin, thinking that he was... Crofton's brother, and like he was talking about him like he was still somewhere, still a thing that I could find, like that Crofton was still a tangible something.
That Crofton, you say you're thinking about Crofton right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let me think. Okay, yeah. The space around you changes again, but this time you see a crescent-shaped beach and two mountains on an island. And the figure looks out over this place and then looks back at you and he says,
I can see my words register with you missing that man.
What's your end goal here? I'm just confused about, I suppose, everything. It doesn't seem like you're gaining any traction. There's clearly more people against you than you are against them, and it seems like you just work in the shadows, that you're not gaining any sort of ground.
You would think that because you can't see the ground I've gained.
And why is that?
Why can't you see it? Because you choose not to. The world is falling apart around you, and you choose not to see it. You seek truth, and I seek to bend truth to my will.
I think at that point it is no longer truth, and that makes you someone that I don't want to deal in absolutes with.
You're wrong. And I will prove it.
And then you feel a rush of water around you. And once again, you're standing in front of Sphage and Skadriak.
Like a child in the deep end of the pool, I like sprint out of there. Like, I like, but it's like super slow motion because I'm in water. So I'm like, like trying to run out of the pool.
Yeah.
Out of the water, 15 minute break. Everybody out. Get out. So get out.
I would get out.
I never got in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basul again. He wasn't as mean that time, but
why do you keep talking?
He said he wasn't expecting to see me, so I think he was expecting one of you two, and I don't think it was you, Skondrag, because
I couldn't even swim this.
I
would drown.
Sphage, I don't know, man. I think he was coming after you.
I don't want to play with man.
Yeah, me either.
Basul not sound fun.
Not fun. Kind of spooky.
No. But what information did you get? Did you learn anything? Or you just have coffee with it? What'd you do?
It was scones. We had scones. Okay. It was great. He said he wanted to start.
I can't take anything you say seriously.
Well.
If he was waiting for you, why don't you go meet him?
I don't think that's the plan.
Why don't I grab all three?
He ain't touching me.
And we all jump in pool together. No. And we go down and we get the Basul. We kill him.
I don't hate that.
He's bad. I do not like evil people.
I don't know if we should fight him, but we could talk to him. It seems to be the only bridge of why we're seeking truth. He knew about truth, and he said he wants to skew it.
Right.
So he clearly knows.
You're wet from head to toe, and I have.
I can breathe.
But I got this nice cigar that doesn't. So, I'll
put it on the side of the
pool. Pass on the
water. We can go to party. I like party better.
But this is the one chance that we can get some tangible information.
You know what? That now you're starting to make sense.
Yeah. So.
All right. Sphage, can you.
I can lift both of you.
Can I ride on your back or something?
Yeah, you go ahead.
All right. I set the cigar, like, down and then, like, just, like, leave it there and then climb on.
You come, I hold you too.
No, I can walk. I can walk. I'm good.
Yeah, but it'll take one person. I could not go. You in? I can't go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yep, we do that. And I like just like legs and arms around Spage and just like.
So I'm like walking like really heavy, like boom, 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 mm-hmm. and go right in the middle. And I just sit there like, okay.
As you do that and look out of the room in front of you now, you notice that the tongue of flame at the center of the room is a lot smaller. And nothing happens.
Do the jump. I jumped last time.
Okay. I'm jumping up and down. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
And you're still standing in that pool of water.
Huh.
You want to go in flame?
What flame?
The little flame over there. You want us to go in flame?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's
We go
it.
In water. We go in flame. And then jump in pool.
Where's the flame exactly?
It's in the center of this room.
Yeah, above us.
No, the pool is like the edge of the room, the front edge.
We can go look at the flame. You want to go look at the flame?
Yeah, let's go look at the
flame. Okay, and I unattach my bear hug from...
After we're out of the pool.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you agree that we never speak of what just happened?
I think you could look kind of cute up there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know. I think that...
You could try.
It's not working because you guys are on me. And I don't necessarily...
All right, you go in the middle.
I don't think Svage would want to go, because he would want to protect you two.
And he so said he wanted to... I think he wanted to
He wouldn't want to be trapped in a room where he couldn't get back to you.
Yeah, I got back.
So
that's a bad plan.
I don't think he would get in the pool alone.
Okay. Are you guys going to stay in this room or head up to the party, or kind of what's the plan?
I'm gonna inspect the room.
Yeah, let's look at the room.
See if there's anything... I mean, there's obviously a massive ornate structure that brought like that all fell into play, not probably for us to get flushed down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And evidently, there's some kind of darkness here, even though I'm not supposed to know that.
So I'm gonna say you guys actually kind of observe. What'd you roll, Scott Dragon?
11.
An 11. That'll be enough. As you kind of look out over the room, because this is just on the wall, you see. This etched, like, crystal castle that's directly in front of the pool, or that platform. So right behind that is this large etching of a crystal castle. And then basically you see, like, these pathways that... I'm going to describe this as best I can, but you see these pathways that are drawn to look like they're forming themselves, leading to that crystal pathway. And then at the end of one of those pathways, you see a flame. At the end of another one of the pathways, you see a light. And then at the end of another pathway, you see just like a stone. And just each pathway has a different thing at the end of it.
Are these going into the wall of the cave or the wall of the area?
No, it's just like a picture on the wall.
But these pathways.
Yeah.
So they don't go into the wall.
It's a picture of the pathways.
Okay.
I go up and just looking at the stone and the flame, like I'm trying to decipher, like, is there anything that stands out about those to me?
No.
Okay.
And I'll have you two roll perception checks as well while you're looking at this.
That is a fail.
Okay.
23.
Raphael, while you're looking at this, you may have just, like, glimpsed it while you were kind of flipping through the journal. Because I'm going to say you haven't really, like, eyed the tome just because you told me you haven't.
I haven't.
But at one point you saw something rather similar in the tome.
The crystal castle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, go get the tome from...
Oh.
Go look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I see. I can't see anything. I just crit. I just failed.
Yeah. Hey, it's Skardrag. The book. Pull the tome out.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like open it up. Okay.
About two-thirds of the way through in the front chapter, there's... Does it look like that?
No, well, oh.
Two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, right here.
What do you got? Is pretty similar, right?
You can't read. You see some words on the page, but you can't read that language.
Yeah, it says...
Read it out loud.
It says, here lies the palace.
Okay. Keep going.
Of flame, light, and stone.
Flame, light, and stone. Oh, I mean, there's stone all around.
Can I see the castle?
Yeah, right here.
Look. I try to read the words.
You can't read them.
Oh, I can't read them.
Well, you don't need to read them. He just read them out loud for us.
Well, yeah, but
hey, can I see
a translation?
It's pretty accurate.
Let me see it.
What is language? I don't understand that language.
Yeah, see, so right here it says, and I point to like the words, and like
that's malarkey. You can't read that,
but you can. But you don't know why you can.
Oh, I can read that.
I'm telling you, like I'm very.
No, it says very clearly right here.
I think we're tied to the slack.
Palace of the.
That was great.
It says Palace of the Crystal Kingdom. You're right. Castle is loosely translated into
That's what I was trying to.
Yeah, palace, castle, right. Same thing. Here, I just want to look a little bit.
Sure, why not?
I'm gonna just kind of look. Is there anything else on the page?
It's almost an exact drawing of what you see on this wall. In fact, it looks like someone saw this wall and then sketched this image into the book.
Yeah, I don't recognize I know the language, but I don't like recognize what it is.
Yeah. You don't know why you can read this.
Is there anything relevant on the surrounding pages, either that one before or the one after?
No. Well, if you were to look before, you would see a drawing of a diamond-shaped box with what appears to be a star in it.
What's on the page after?
On the page after?
Yes.
The page after would be...
We should really look in this thing more.
The page after that would be a couple metal doors.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I don't think this is anything. I think someone was just here too.
I want to make this clear. A couple metal doors that, with soldiers kneeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is anything. I think someone was just here before. Yep.
Well, I mean, we've kind of gathered that this is the...
Yeah, I don't think it's anything. And I close the book and I hand it back to you.
Okay. I'm definitely at this point a little like...
Why they match? You have in book and on wall.
Well, the people that
Can you put book on wall?
No, I don't think...
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got some other people who came before us, and they're taking notes, but
put it up
we're
there?
Seeking...
It's kind of like a journal.
You know, like stick it on there?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know how reading works?
I can read. You don't tease me.
I want to roll an insight check on that. no, it doesn't do anything. It's a 7.
Just because at this point, like, are you guys still looking at the wall?
No. I as soon as I read that in the book... I, like, closed it, handed it back to you, and, like, walked over to the flames.
I just kind of, like, casually, like, looking, you know, flipping through the book again, and then, like, back up and pull the wand out and tap it on the wall just to see what happens.
Nothing happens.
I go to the wall, and I, like, I'm, like, feeling it with my hands. Like, is it, like, is there, like...
So you're standing in the water?
No, I'm standing over by the wall.
The wall is next to the water.
So you're in the water.
No, I'm not doing that then.
Stand in the water. I think we should go. I'd like to go to the party.
Wait, hold on. The middle platform is that? Is where you get sucked down? Is that near the castle?
No, that'd be in the center of the pool.
Okay, so yeah, I'm standing in the pool and touching the wall, trying to feel if there's like, is it like engraved or, you know, trying to get how it was made. Like they carved it maybe.
I love that show.
Yeah. Roll me a perception on that.
So far, this has been
a riveting episode.
A fail over fail over fail. And now it is a 9.
Okay.
Plus your
the percent. Only discernible thing that you can kind of see is there's a couple points where it looks like the stone dripped, like it was melted.
That would really interest me.
Hey, guys, you look at stone over here.
No, it's nothing. I think we decided that.
It melty.
Yeah, a lot of things melt.
Hey, Skandrag, I don't know what's wrong with him. You come look at this.
I'll come. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's weird. This is rock, and it's like...
It'd have to get really hot. Even a lot hot.
Where is it specifically melty at?
Just like kind of... Like, if you were to take a paintbrush and kind of brush, and you know how some paint would, at the end, kind of drip down? That's kind of what it looks like.
Ooh.
So do you think they melted this into the wall?
I've never seen thing like this. It looked like it not have... It not, like, chip it out.
Right.
It looked like it just was on there.
Hey, Raph, come here. Come on.
What?
Come on. You put your little cane or something on the light thing, and then we'll have Svage do his fire on the fire thing, and then I'll, I don't know, put my head
maybe
on
you
the rock.
Should do the fire thing, and he has a hammer for rock. Have you thought about that?
That's an idea.
I don't think this is anything.
All right. Doesn't hurt to check. We're seeking truth, right?
I do my asterisk, and I let it glow, and I put it next to the fire. Was it fire?
The middle is the light.
Light.
I rub on the fire.
And are you doing anything?
I press my hammer on the stone.
And nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Yay. I told you. This is dumb.
I love the idea so much. I had to think for a moment.
Yeah, but...
So you do stone.
Okay, whatever.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. We got this drawing here. It's in our book that probably signifies something. And
I think somebody was already here. I mean, we did the thing, right? I sucked down.
But,
I talked to
Basul.
But
you can read this the same as I can, right?
Yeah. It says Palace of the Crystal Kingdom.
Right. That's the thing. I can't read this.
Yeah.
And you keep saying Palace of the Ass.
Yeah. Ass Palace. Ass Kingdom.
So you can read this.
Yes. And you know, people learn different things.
That's, you know, I'm very well aware. However, you're not telling us everything.
It says Palace of the Astral Graveyard. But that kind of spooks me, and I'd like to get out of here, because last time I was there, I almost died. So...
And then did you just go back there?
I think so. And I feel like if I keep popping in there, I might find, how you say, maybe some sort of purpose in life through that. And I don't really want to be fulfilled by dark magic. So I think we should go to the happy party. Happy party.
All right.
Happy party.
Hey, I'm on your side.
I protect you, Raphael.
Happy party.
Here.
I protect you from dark magic.
And I picked up one of...
Can I get one of those cigars?
Yeah, and I hand him... I hand
and
him...
I take just the longest drags on the cigars.
But you're fully taking it into your lungs. Just like
huge drags.
I give you the one.
My hands just like shaking as I'm taking the drags on the cigar.
I gave you the one Dida smoked already. Yeah. So.
I will say, it tastes amazing. It is the best cigar you've ever had in your life.
That's pretty good.
Let's get up to that party.
Yeah, happy party. So happy party. And I'm like walking up the stairs, like my arms are crossed, and I like have the scar in my mouth, like, happy party, happy party, happy party, happy party.
Yeah. So now you guys kind of get up to the top there, and you're looking up, and it looks like the star almost looks entirely like a moon now. So everything's getting really dark throughout the cavern. And when you look up, you just see the iridescent light coming from the vines and the flowers. And it's beautiful. Like, just like colors are everywhere.
Yeah, this is nice. See, we should have come up here sooner. This is good.
And you walk over to where the elder tree is. And he looks at you and he's like,
you're late. There was never a prescribed time. You just said evening.
I will escort you.
Disregard his disrespect.
He got a great voice. I love it.
Yeah, so it the tree branch kind of carries you guys back up to the top of the tree. And as you get up there, you can see pretty much the entire town is in the square now. You're already starting to hear music. And from here, you can see like a small band of dryads. Excuse me. Playing.
I like how you pulled away from the mic and then came back to the mic to burp.
Yeah, there's a small band of dryads playing some happy, like very, very like dance worthy songs. And you see as there's a bunch of young couples and married couples who are kind of dancing in flowing, like leafy, flowery dresses in the center.
So Sphage instantly jumps in the bunch where they're dancing, and he does this kind of stompy dance where he's kind of, and he's just jumping around because he loves to dance.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the dryads are like at first they're like, who's messing up our dance? But then they see you and they see who you are and they join in. Like they're trying to like watch you and kind of mimic your. And as the other two of you walk in, Silton stands up. She's on stage with the other elders who all have a table on stage. And she looks out and she says, "Our guests of honor have arrived." And her voice is kind of projected throughout so that everyone can hear it clearly. And everyone applauds.
And I bow so low that my beard touches the ground.
I start clapping too.
And Sphage is so involved in the dance, he's still stomp dancing. The music stops and everything, and he's still dancing.
Yeah. So as you guys walk in, there's just I mean,
it's there any butlers walking around with like are there people walking around with like trays of drinks? Is that a thing?
No, it's just like a whole long table of food and drinks and different things on there. There are a few people throughout smoking.
Is there somebody walking by possibly with a cup of drink? Like they've already gotten their food and they're walking
by? Yeah, I would say someone walks by.
I grab the cup of whatever it is and I just like slam it back. Like, happy party, happy party, happy party. And I like put it back in his hand.
Back to him. Yeah. It was like water, but yeah.
Darn.
Is there a place to sit or seating or anything like that?
Yeah, there's like some tables along the outer edge. The inner, so it's...
Do we not have a set table? This is literally our party.
Let me get that. the area, this is the inside the tree, the square. So you have Famar's fountain at the very center. And then you have the band off to the right side. And then at the front, you have the stage with the chairs and the table. And you do see three spots next to Silton that are open. And then along the edges of the room, there are a lot of tables and chairs where some dryads are eating and drinking and talking. And then there's the dance floor around the fountain in the center. The ceiling has these, like, the ropes of flowers that you saw the children braiding, except there's just, like, these lines of vines that go through that are lit up. This, like, really beautiful kind of seafoam green color. And then at the corners of the doors, you see these... lights that are, they're not like powered or even flames, they're just like these cylinders that are glowing. And then there's a giant table full of food and drinks in the back.
I go up and, I mean, I guess take my seat at the table.
Up at the front?
Yeah.
Are you just smoking your cigar next to Silton?
I'm smoking a cigar, but I'm actually taking some time.
Closer to the mic, please.
I'm sorry, I was just in my head leaning back. Taking some time and actually pulling out the tome again.
Yeah.
And just kind of, have you ever seen these markings and like talking to Silton and just trying to back and forth see what if there's anything as I flip through that she has seen or heard or knows of?
Yeah, of course. So as you flip past the door with the knights holding the swords outward, she points at that. She says, That is where the leak has opened up. About a month ago, there was an incredibly bright light that shone from the door as it was opened.
Hmm.
Is there any meat on the table?
About a month ago?
There's no meat. Yes, about a month ago.
Interesting.
To be exact, I believe it was a month and 3 days.
I'm still dancing.
And so with, and I keep and just asking as many questions, anything that like would come to mind as far as like, so how you guys have been in close proximity to this, like do these doors open, is there a password, is there anything that you would know?
These doors have never opened before, other than the one time I described to you earlier when I met a previous seeker. My people do not go near that area, nor have we ever tried to open the door. The only people that have ever seen me inside have been Data and Dida, and potentially Father Parthas, or Elder Parthas.
Yes, yes. And you're saying this is where we're probably going to head tomorrow.
This is where you will be headed, yes.
Yeah. Do you... And I kind of flipped through the book a little more. Is there anything else that stands out to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you flipped the page about the dryads, and she looks that over, and she's like,
this is very out to date.
Oh, would you... I mean, and so at that, I kind of, like, look around to see if I can find anything, and I'm going to add to, like, and just throughout the evening add to the dryad's conversation with any information she'll give me.
So she actually, like, you see her, like, grab her hair and then pull one of the leaves. And it's more like a, in between the leaves, there's like a pine needle that she pulls out and she hands that to you. And then, she just like snaps and you see another dryad walk up with a little carton of ink.
Awesome. So I'm going to spend the rest of the party, like, honestly, just trying to get as much notes and filling in the tome and kind of starting to add to the journal, I guess.
I love that. Are you still dancing in the middle?
I'm dancing, but I'm looking at those carrots. They're looking pretty good.
Okay.
Boy, I'm not into this. While everyone's distracted here, I'm going to go to Father Parthas's room.
Okay. I said that wrong. It is Elder Parthas. So
it's Elder?
Yeah, Elder.
It's
Elder. Yeah.
It's always been Elder.
Elder, yeah.
I said that by mistake.
I think while all this commotion is going on, I'm going to sneak away and try to find Elder Parthas's room.
Yeah. So I never specifically described this, but... well, actually, no, you wouldn't be able to. Because they all live in trees, and you can't get into the tree. It's not like they have rooms.
Where does he live?
So if you wanted to find his tree, I can get you there, probably. Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon in Adventuring. I'm Will Powers, the creator and DM of this show, and first off, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to episode 24 of Today in Adventuring. We appreciate all of you seekers and love that you get to be a part of everything that we're doing. If you're able, please pause the show right now and go give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And then, if you would, share the show with a friend. We want to keep growing, and we want to create way more content. And growing our listener base is the first step for us to be able to do that. I just want to, in this section, give a huge shout-out to Jerome and Chase. Jerome, I know that you're working hard to become an awesome DM, and I believe that you're going to be able to do it. The desire to become better is the first thing you need to reach the next level. When I started, I was literally terrible. I was so bad at DMing. But there's still memories that I have to this day, and the players from that game still talk about to this day. But to quote one of my heroes, Jake the Dog, sucking at something is the first step to being sort of good at something. So... keep up at it. I know you're going to be awesome. Chase, the meme that you sent in was hilarious and made all of the cast laugh. So thank you for creating that. And everyone else, expect to see that on our social media, because seriously, I was like reading Jerome's email and I was almost tearing up. And then I saw Chase's email and then I was like cry laughing. And it was an ordeal. But, look for that meme. You guys, welcome to the Seekers. We're glad to have you. And if you're interested in joining this community, go check out our Facebook at Today in Adventuring and our Instagram at TAdvPodcast. You can send your thoughts on the show. You can send memes, theories, whatever else you really want to send. All you got to do is send an email to TAdvPodcast@gmail.com. I love reading y'all's emails, and you might get a shout out in this section. Who knows? Just send one. That's all I have to say this time around. So let's get back to the main show. Here's to seeking. I mean, the thing is, I'm just trying to think about it because there wouldn't be any like distinguishable features that you would be able to tell. Hey, this would probably be.
I want to go to where his personal belongings are and where I can get more information.
You're not going to be able to get in because they don't have doors. It's not like
here's,
a house.
Here's what I'll say.
You underestimate my ability.
Okay.
You are kind of like looking around to find what you would think would be his tree.
Yes.
And near the edge of the cavern, you see a very large tree. That is very, very clearly dead.
I'm going to go towards that tree.
Okay, yep. You go to the tree.
And when I'm there,
Hey, Rafia, where you go?
I just need some fresh air.
Come dance with me.
I'll be back. Give me a carrot. I will be back, and I will dance with you. I like your stomp. Get that practice down. Get some people to learn it. I need a partner. Good. And I go to the tree. And I take my Matter's Cloak and I pull the whole Matter's Cloak in front of me and I pass through the tree.
Yeah. You go inside of the tree, but there's no like inside to the tree. It is a tree.
Yeah.
So you're inside it, moving downward, upward. Which way do you want to go?
I mean, I want to try to find like where there's a room in it, isn't there?
No. It's literally a tree.
You're in a tree.
Where does he sleep? Where are his personal goods? That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, I know. They like sleep in the tree, but it's like a
they're a piece of the tree.
Yeah. They're a part of the tree. They become the tree when they go inside.
Remember you tried to run into it?
Damn, I was hoping this was going to be such a cool reveal.
Well, let me know. Are you going up, down, where are you going?
I'm
going
to go up.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a point where you can kind of like feel and just to give everyone a visual of what's going on here, for him, it's completely black, but it feels like he's swimming through water. And so you are swimming upward, and then you kind of find a place where the tree, like you kind of poke your head out, and you're looking out over, and you see a place where the branch kind of connects to the wall. And so you move yourself into the wall, and I'm going to take this a step farther. You can see out of the tree itself like it's water.
Mm.
And so as you kind of move into the wall, you see a hollowed out space in the wall next to Elder Parthas's tree.
Then I'm going to get my momentum going that direction.
Yep. So you get your momentum and you like spring out of the tree over the gap, between the wall and the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you enter into the wall itself and you like fall into the next room.
Yep. This is nice. And I'm just going to roll a perception check to see what I see in there.
Okay.
20 plus 7.
A natural 20?
Natural 20 plus 7.
Okay. As you're looking around this room, you see a very nice looking study. And then you see...
Out pops Basul.
Hey, you found my place.
Oh, I didn't think I'd see you here.
Here, have some wine.
So you're kind of searching around the room. There's a very nice desk. There's some shelves with some books on them. This is actually a very modern, like you haven't seen a room like this before with any of the other dryads. In fact, it almost looks like this man was trying to live like an overworlder. He has an actual bed with like actual springs in it that are filled with cotton and whatnot. And then as you're kind of looking throughout the desk, you're able to find a little spot where the drawer doesn't like line up where it should.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pop out this little cartridge inside, you find a black dagger.
And with the dagger, I'm kind of just like looking around. I want to check, make sure it's not trapped or anything like that. And mm-hmm. then just give it a good once over, take it and check it out.
Yeah, you pick it up. And from your fingers, shadows start to pour out of your fingers. And you feel a cold tear run down your right cheek.
And I reach up with my hand and I kind of wipe it on one of my fingers and look at it and see that it's black. And I hadn't seen that up until that point. The only other people that have seen a black tear coming out of my eye are Skondrag and Svage. And that
yep.
kind of takes me back a little bit. But I kind of just like run it between my two fingers. Like I'm spreading it out on the finger, on the pad of my finger, and just kind of keep looking at the dagger and looking at all the wisps and everything that's happening.
Yeah. And you feel from like your back. And as you look down, you see kind of just shadows are starting to flow across the floor, much like they were flowing out of the door that you were at before. And as you look over this dagger, you kind of see that there was a note on the back. And it says on there, "Welcome to the Twi, Parthas."
And I think I would definitely take the dagger. I'd put it in my bag.
Okay.
I would definitely take it and keep kind of looking around the room. Are there any documents? Is there any like remnants of the bombs he was building? Is there anything else in this room that would be of value to kind of what we're trying to pursue here as far as like the darkness? Like clearly we know what's kind of going on there, but is there anything else in the room?
Yeah. As you're kind of looking around, you do see like pieces of some bombs, but it looks like they were taken apart to make a much, much bigger bomb. And it's not like he built these. It's more like you can tell these are far beyond what he had in this room.
Do I recognize them from the bombs that were in the ship?
No, they are much like they're the same ones as the ones that Data and Dida yeah. had. Yeah.
But those are taken apart to make a bigger bomb than
that's
the ones
what you would assume.
Okay. Interesting. Are there any useful parts there? Are there any full-up buttons?
I would say mostly now it's just shells.
Okay. And with that, I'd probably take the dagger out again and just really look at it and then put it back in the bag. And if there's nothing else in the room,
mm-hmm.
I think I would leave. I would use... Well, unless there's something else in the room besides the bombs or any other, I can roll another perception check. I rolled a 20, but
no, that's all you find.
Yeah. And with that, I would make my way out of the room, and I'm not going to use my Matter's cloak again. I'll just kind of like immovable rod, like click myself down slowly, yeah. just like push, and just like chip, down the wall.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you guys still? You're still just playing with the tome, and you're dancing in the middle of the party.
I've been talking to her. I've been talking about like, hey, this chick, look at this, like,
yeah,
essentially trying to get in the good graces.
Yeah, I will say she's being far kinder with you throughout this conversation, and it seems like she's relaxed mm-hmm. in your presence now.
Sweet.
Hey, Skondrag, these carrots are really good. They're not magic, but they're good carrots.
They're just as good as your dance moves, man.
Yeah, you like me deep.
No, I don't, but I'm sure the rest of the people do. Thanks for the time, and I go back to...
You want carrot? I hand you a carrot.
Thanks.
All right, go dance.
I'm going to say the party kind of continues to escalate. And it's like people are getting more excited. A lot of people are starting to get somewhat drunk. And you just see is like there's so much joy happening and the band is playing and it gets more and more excited. And then the moment that it seems it's most joyful, you hear a scream in the middle of the crowd. And you hear...
Did I step on somebody?
You hear... Skondrag, Raphael Svage, please somebody help!
stink.
And I think about that time I would be just about back, so I'm going to pick up my pace and kind of try to sprint.
I'm going
to
run in that direction.
I'm going to run towards that direction.
I kind of stop and shut the tome and then stand up on the table, like trying to figure out like where did that come from.
Yeah, you can kind of see off to the right a little bit. In the middle of the dance floor, there's starting to be like a circle forming. The whole crowd, like the music stops and the crowd of people go silent. And there's just kind of, as that happens, you hear kind of a slew of like gasps and yelps as people kind of see what's going on.
What do we see?
You can't see from where you are.
I'm on it. Like, and I just kind of like run that general direction.
Me too.
Trying to push through people.
Yeah. You finally kind of push your way into the middle of that crowd, and on the ground, foaming at the mouth, is Data in the middle of this, in a full seizure. And his eyes have kind of rolled back into the back of his head, and you can see these green veins kind of shoot through his eyes, and then you see a sea of green blood as it fills the white space as a blood vessel bursts. And green blood starts to mar the wood around his hands as his fingers dig into the wood below, and you see it severing his own nails. His arms sprawl and his stomach lurches into the air. His arcing body begins to float a little bit above the ground.
Hey, has anybody seen this before? Is this poison? What's
And I'm kind of like at this point pushing through the crowd, like, and I see him kind of up in the. Is this a normal thing?
Did we need to plant his tree?
And everyone's like, no, this is not normal.
I take a vial of my healer's kit. I just, like, pop it open, and I just, like, throw the fluid on him and see if it does anything.
His body falls and lays flat on the ground and stops moving.
Oh, that was... I shouldn't have done that.
So, I'm going to say I step up to him and kind of... trying not to touch him, rolling him over with like any piece.
Yeah, I'm using
cloth.
My.
He's laying on his back, so his he's face up.
Okay, but yeah. I'm like taking my sleeve and trying to make sure my skin doesn't touch him specifically because I think I'd burn him or something. I don't know, but I'm just trying to. Basic diagnosis: is he breathing?
You hear Chubb's hiss.
Dude, that's all you ever say. I don't know what you mean by that. Like, what?
I go over there because it seems like an evil force, so I sense good and evil.
You sense a lot of good around you.
It's within 60 feet.
And a lot of evil in front of you.
Is there any beings? I can sense fiends, undead in 60 feet.
No.
I go down and just like... hands on him, like do a pulse up on his neck to see if like still beating, if he's still alive, like what's happening.
Okay, you touch him. Okay.
Yeah,
you like touch his neck and it's cold, and then you feel like someone else is trying to invade your mind.
When I feel that energy transfer to me, does that change how he's reacting at all?
No.
Is there anything noticeable when he does that? Would I have noticed anything?
I would say, yeah, roll to see if you flinch.
Oh, what are we thinking here? Probably performance?
Yeah.
It's 12 plus 2, 14.
What's your passive perception?
15.
Okay, then yeah, you see him flinch a little bit when he touches Data's body,
and I try to just like it doesn't look good.
I want each of you to roll me a perception check on him.
24
11
14 His shirt has come up a little bit, and you can see these jagged black lines that are moving downward, and it seems like they're continuing to move from his chest.
I rip his... Oh. No, I don't.
You don't see it.
I don't know what's going on.
Hey.
Do I see anything at 14?
Look at that. And I point it out to you so you can do...
Oh, that... It's got... And I like... I don't know. I take
You just rip his
just
shirt.
A nut. Yeah, I just rip his shirt, like, okay. on his chest.
Once you rip his shirt open and get a good look at his torso, the center of his chest are covered in scars that are healed, but you can see suture marks all over his chest. And they're so clearly made from Zoldric's butcher's blade. And at the center of his chest, you see marks that that were healed around a circular protrusion in his chest. And from that protrusion, there's black cracks etching themselves through his flesh.
As I see this, I immediately send a mental message. So use sending to Raphaël Sphage and say, we need to get him out of here.
With each heartbeat, you see those black lines carve themselves a little bit deeper, a little bit longer. And they're intermixed with this black line is a little burst of green light. Throughout his body, and they stream through the cracks and glow across. Symbols carve themselves diagonally across his face.
Green marks. What if we go throw him in the pool?
The fountain?
The fountain.
I mean, that's a thought. My other thought, Rick, real quick. I mean,
green
light here, green light on that statue over there, you know, if we can get him there in time, we just got to get him away from all these people. I don't care what we do.
Yeah, and
let's go.
Yeah, it's Phage, pick him. We gotta go get him out of
Phage
here.
Phage takes his shield, and he just kind of scoops him up with the shield, and he kind of starts running out. It's like sitting in the inside of his shield.
I want to find Dida. Dida's probably nearby, right?
Yeah, Dida is kind of like with her parents. Dida's the one that was screaming.
Yeah, and I look at. Do you have one of these in you too? And I point at her chest.
And she at that moment, she very terrified.
Yeah.
And she's like pulling her shirt up and looks, and she doesn't have any scars there.
Okay.
So we're a little bit ahead over. Since you kind of stopped. we're a little bit ahead.
I'm following you with this.
I take off. But yeah, I take off towards her.
Are we going
too.
Fountain or statues?
I think fountain.
Fountain's okay. On the way.
All right, okay. We're going to go with fountain.
Are you just throwing him in the pool?
Yeah,
throw her in the fountain.
We're trying something.
Yeah. You throw him into the fountain. And
I feel like we'd set him.
Set him, okay. You set him, and as soon as the waters kind of go over his chest, there's a flash, almost like an explosion of purple light and blackness that shoot out of his chest. And you watch as the entire fountain shrivels and dies.
Crap.
Oops.
We broke it.
And then, in the water, which is now totally black, Data's eyes roll forward. And after blinking a couple times, they turn fully black. And he sits up. And he says... I really do need to leave the graveyard more often. Parthas did a good job. Where is he?
Not here.
Not here?
No, he's out on town.
And he looks around and he's like, where are we? Who are you?
Who are you? And first, you're the one that's here. I was already here. I was here first.
And he kind of stands up. And now you can see, the black lines have gone all the way to his fingers. And they're running with those green kind of pulses of light. And he looks around and he says,
I pull my stun knife out of my pocket, too. I have that out now, and it's, charged.
Yeah. And he continues looking around. A new pillar. You can call me Four.
Four.
Or...
Four's his brother?
A common name for me is... Sadness. Something that this boy has much to learn about.
Hmm. Are you gonna try to kill us? Are we gonna fight?
Why would I try and kill you?
All right, that's what I wanted to know. I don't know. A lot of people try to kill us around here.
You're doing your job superbly well right now.
Oh.
So, Svage,
Tirmidin would never unleash his blessing while having such a prosperous village of dryads here who are on the brink of extinction, and especially wouldn't release it when his chosen is here.
So Svage, hearing that, he's really kind of wondering if he should somehow do something with his powers. So he kind of goes into kind of a crouching position.
Okay, the moment he sees you crouching, he looks at you directly, and he says, let me answer your question before you ask it. Yes, this boy is still alive. And no, this is not my body, and he will feel anything far more than I will. Here's some proof. And you see him kind of raise his fingers up, and his pointer finger points up, and you see shadows wrap around his finger, and they coalesce into like a talon, and he takes it and digs it into his own arm and scrapes up, and you see blood start leaking to the floor. And then he drops to his knees, and after his eyes open, you see Data's eyes again, and then Data's just, and he looks back up at Skondriag, and he says, I'm gonna be strong like you. The needle. And then you see the corner of his eyes, there start to have shadows start to, like, pull back into his eyes, and he continues to like tense every muscle in his body, and he says, break it.
And I dip my charged stun dagger in the water and have the charge go off.
Okay. Yeah. And as you do, he's yelling in the water.
Probably gonna hurt.
And then his eyes are fully taken over with that black. And he's kind of like, you see the body twitching in the water looking up, and he's like, you hit the boy anyway.
I cast Misty Step, put my hand on the needle and try and break.
It's inside of his body.
I cast Misty Step, put my hand on the needle and try and break.
You can't go inside an occupied space.
Did like, my dagger not knock him unconscious? I was trying to...
It stuns him.
Yeah, for a turn.
Yeah.
So he can't move. He's not unconscious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my thing. I was trying to get to... Okay, so I'll take my dagger where he pointed. Essentially, like, I'm just trying to get the needle out. Like.
Yep.
And in the fastest, most efficient way possible. So I know mm-hmm. he's not moving.
Yeah.
And as I see him kind of doing that, I don't think, and I reach into my bag and I pull out the Twi dagger that I got from Elder Parthas's, and I like right where it's at, I'm going to put it in there and like see if I can get it out.
Thanks. As you guys are going in to do that, you see his eyes, like, even though they're totally black, you can tell he's like looking back and forth, and then shadows encase him. And then he vanishes. And you see him, like, laying down in a darkened space across the room.
Huh?
You see who laying down?
The body. It's still there. So, shadows encase his body. And then he uses Shadow Step to move into an unoccupied space that's
how far away?
Shrouded. Oh,
okay.
It's about 30 feet away.
Data's body.
Yes.
Got it.
So... And this time, like, when he reappears, he's just kind of leaning up against the wall, like, in a sitting position. And he's like, my, not even giving me a chance to talk?
I don't mind talking to you, but I don't like it when you...
Don't do the knife, the wrist thing again. Don't hurt him. We believe you.
Svage is still in that position. And he grabs his hammer, and he just has his eyes closed. And he's kind of on one knee, and he's mm-hmm. sitting on the ground, and he goes, Straska! And he starts glowing. His whole body starts glowing. And then he goes, It's Bran! And he holds up the dagger, or holds up the hammer. And it starts glowing, and it shoots out bright light for 20 feet and dim light for another 20 feet.
Okay.
I just cast Channel Divinity and Sacred Weapon. And now my hammer is a sacred weapon, and it puts out light.
Okay.
And I start walking towards him.
Yeah.
Kind of like a crucifix and an evil demon.
Yeah. And he looks up at you, and he says, "No, Chosen. Let's not do anything rash."
I just keep walking at him. The light's getting brighter and brighter as I'm getting closer.
"I am not afraid of Tyrmidon's light."
I'm still going. I'm going to get as close as I can to him.
Okay. It lasts 6 seconds, because that's one turn. Correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to say he's starting to move. And he looks up at you. And then he says, "The door is open, and I shall be the one to retrieve the Aokai Gorm first."
I think we all know what that is, but for anybody not listening, can you... What?
The Aokai Gorm.
Yeah.
What? You see, to keep you from winning, I don't have to win. I just have to not lose.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So if I take the key to your truth first...
Why didn't you just say key?
That's not its name.
Since we're just having this wonderful dialogue as my you know, young friend there is bleeding, I take out just a wrap and I toss it at him into the shadows. Say, "At least help him out. It'll keep you here a little longer, I'd imagine."
"I shall oblige." And you see him take the wrap and expertly wrap it around his wrist.
"Now, there's one thing I noticed. I'm glad you're not afraid of Tyrmidon's light or whatever, but and you know about the acorn key. Why purple? Why? What you do seem a lot like some of the things that Chubbs here does too?"
You see him kind of like reach his fingers up after this has been wrapped, and he's like, "Do not panic. I'm not intentionally trying to harm the boy." And he puts his fingers inside the boy's chest, and they kind of wrap around that cylindrical object. And then the sutures and the scars kind of rip open, and he pulls out this small cylindrical box. And when he opens it up, you see a purple pin.
Pin as in, like, would go on a lapel, or describe the pin?
It's like a shard of something.
So how close am I now? I'm just walking straight, you know, with the hammer in front of me. And it's getting brighter for him and brighter. How far am I from him?
I would say you're 15 feet from him.
Okay.
And so
hold on, man. Like, I'm getting close to something.
Yeah, we're talking, bud.
So I hold it. I hold, but I'm facing it towards him, and there's still, it's a good 20 feet of bright light. It's just totally lighting up that area.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be a lot of shadows in there.
What is that? What are you holding?
This is a shard.
Yeah, of what?
Why would I tell you that?
Because it's not... Because
you said you wanted to talk.
I never said I wanted to talk. That's you that wanted to talk. I'm merely a distraction.
And I sprint towards the direction of the cavern.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Well, crapo.
Today in Adventuring is an actual play D&D 5e podcast. For all business-related inquiries, please send an email to tadvpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Will, the creator and DM of the show, and we have Rich Powers playing Svej Batala, Ike Matum playing Raphael Gredich, and Cody playing Skondriag the Forgotten. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time to find out what's happening tomorrow in Adventuring.